Purity of heart. In Matthew 5, verse 8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Oh, what a beatitude! What a beautiful blessing! What blessedness, grace, and benediction flow from these gracious words. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We are told that there is no place in heaven for anything that defiles, whether in action or attitude, speech or reaction, thought or motive. Should not we, who soon will be walking through the gates of heaven, not make careful preparation before we enter that holy place? To a little child who desires to play in heaven's streets of gold, the wise Christian mother may reply that heaven must enter our hearts first, for the kingdom of God is within each of us that love the Lord. Oh yes, we read it in John 17, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Heaven needs to be in us before we can enter the gates of heaven. And in the same way, we must become pure in heart before we see God. But what is purity? What is heart purity? It is certainly not sinlessness, for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. A pure heart must first be a clean heart, a washed heart, a penitent heart. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, a new creation in Christ, and renew a right spirit within me, the Holy Spirit of purity. A pure heart must first be a clean heart, a washed heart, a penitent heart, a heart forgiven by God Himself, and a heart cleansed by Christ's blood. Isaiah 1:18 reminds us that though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. The pure heart of the believer is one that has been cleansed by Christ's blood. But the heart of the believer needs to be kept pure by obedient living and close communion with God in and through Christ. Scripture commands us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We read in 1 Peter 3:10, "Refrain your tongue from evil, and have lips that they speak no guile." Scripture teaches us to follow Christ in thought and word and deed, maintaining a heart that is open and yielded to the Holy Spirit's guidance, a heart that is kept by every influence of His divine Spirit, a heart kept by Him from the power of corruption that flows all around us. For we read in 2 Thessalonians 3, "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." As the lily remains glistening white amid the soils and bogs where it blossoms, so does the lowly, loving, patient heart of the believer that is pure in heart remain chaste and unspotted in a fallen world of sin and corruption. Remember, the battle and bruises of Israel were in the terrestrial, the earthly realm. But the battle and bruises of the Christian are in the spiritual realm, the heavenly realm. Hebrews chapter 8 tells us that the terrestrial serve as examples and shadows of heavenly things and become an example of suffering affliction or of patience that we should bear, an example that we should follow in His steps, or a warning not to follow their steps. We are told, "Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal and earthly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of spiritual strongholds. The great sword of Goliath decapitated the physical head of the beastly giant. But in Hebrews 4 verse 12 we read, "The word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The sword of Scripture will demolish the spiritual accusations of the evil one. Purity of heart, like meekness of spirit, is a quick and most powerful weapon. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name and the spirit of the Lord Jesus. Yes, all things are to be done decently and in order. In all things we are to keep the ordinances. In all things we are to be obedient to God's word. Our words should be neither flattering nor accusational, but should be flavoured with salt. Our deeds should be carried out with much patience and grace. And therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Purity of heart and meekness of spirit runs counter to human pride. They are diametrically opposite to the actions and attitudes of carnal man. They are in total opposition to the wisdom and the logic of the world. Oh, but remember, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.